This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, October 16th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. California gets a hydrogen hub. Crunch time for inadequate GSPs. Unpaving California for more ag. And House Aggies reassured as Jordan tries to win speakership. California gets a hydrogen hub. Long anticipated by Governor Newsom, the Biden administration has selected California to host one of seven national hydrogen hubs. Each will power up to $1.2 billion in seed money from federal infrastructure spending. The state is hoping hydrogen can fill in where electrification falls short in meeting its clean energy goals, that particularly with powering agriculture, heavy-duty trucks, and port operations. Some of that hydrogen will be produced using biomass like dairy methane, ag waste, and forest debris, a source of deep contention from environmental groups. At least 40% of the benefits will target disadvantaged communities along heavy transportation corridors that face the largest pollution burdens, such as those dotting the San Joaquin Valley. Water Board sets first probation hearing for GSPs. Tulare Lake Groundwater Sustainability Agencies have 6 months to iron out a new SGMA plan. The State Water Board has set the first of six hearings for plans the Department of Water Resources has deemed inadequate and sent to the board as the regulatory backstop. The probation designation would mean the state officially takes over the plan, but officials have signaled they will continue to closely collaborate with local water managers to return the plan to their control as soon as possible. Farmers could face yet another round of new board fees to cover the cost, along with additional requirements for metering groundwater wells to track pumping. By the way, a new report has confirmed what water officials have been stressing all year. Basins remain significantly depleted despite the wet 22-23 winter. Groundwater levels have begun to increase from the previous drought, but only partially. Several more wet years and much more recharge are needed to recover completely from both the drought and the cumulative depletion. Despite the reemergence of Tulare Lake this year, groundwater levels declined in more than 30% of the region's wells, yet subsidence in critical areas has diminished since last year, and fewer dry wells were reported overall. DWR will have a clearer picture when it issues the final report for the 2023 water year next April, ahead of the first GSP hearing. Turning parking lots into farms, climate experts advise. Protecting ag land is critical to the climate battle, and when a farm is converted to urban development, convert urban development to farms. That's the advice of an expert committee examining the carbon capture potential of natural and working lands for the California Natural Resources Agency. Protecting farmland preserves its role as a carbon sink, but the state has steadily lost ground to development and stands to lose up to 1 million more acres under SGMA. To counter that trend, the academics recommended moving all farmland into an equilibrium status by 2050. Any lost acreage should be accounted for by converting unused urban space to ag land, that according to the committee's draft report. It also recommends developing habitat buffers along farms and expanding organic ag to 75% of all operations, a reflection of the regenerative ag researchers who sit on the committee. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Arizona Farm Bureau pulls out of Governor's Water Council. Arizona Farm Bureau President Stephanie Smallhouse said Friday her organization is withdrawing from the Water Policy Council created earlier this year by Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs. Smallhouse said the council has been, quote, deaf to the concerns and priorities of Arizona's farm and ranch families. At best, our priorities have been given very little committee consideration, or at worst, have been totally dismissed. This is unacceptable to our members, farm and ranch families, who will undoubtedly be impacted directly and immediately by any rural groundwater regulatory framework. Smallhouse said the Arizona Farm Bureau believes any new regulatory structures for Arizona groundwater need to be, quote, new and innovative and driven by locally elected planning body. Stone Fruit Company files for bankruptcy. A top stone food producer says it's looking for a third-party buyer that after filing for bankruptcy in Delaware Friday. Prima Wawona is the product of a merger 4 years ago of two large San Joaquin operations, Gerwand Farming and Wawona Packing. The company has been in financial trouble for a while. The San Joaquin Valley Sun reported in June that it had lost almost all its value since merging in a deal facilitated by private equity firm Payne Schwartz, which is now being sued by Gerwand. The company listed between $500 million and $1 billion in assets and between $1 billion and $10 billion in liabilities. The company said it is beginning the Chapter 11 case with the backing of its lenders, who entered into a lender support agreement among themselves. The largest creditor listed in the filing is the management consulting firm McKinsey & Company, which is owed $8 million. Major crop input provider Nutrien is owed $520,000. You can access the filing at agripulse.com. House Aggies reassured as Jordan tries to win speakership. Conservative firebrand Jim Jordan is working to nail down the House speakership, but he heads into the votes this week with a steep hill to climb. During secret balloting on Friday, 152 of his colleagues said they would vote for him on the House floor. That's way short of the 217 he needs. But Jordan appears to have gone a long way toward easing the concerns of farm district Republicans about his long record of voting against farm bills and policies like the sugar program. Members of the House Ag Committee, including Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson, expressed confidence Jordan understands the importance of passing a farm bill. Thompson says he still intends to move a bipartisan bill that does protect nutrition spending. Notably, House Ag members Dusty Johnson of South Dakota, Rick Crawford of Arkansas, spoke during Friday's GOP conference meeting in favor of Jordan. He and I have talked about what we think is necessary to get a farm bill across the finish line, so I don't anticipate any issues at all, Crawford told AgriPulse. Now take note. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries of New York said yesterday on NBC's Meet the Press that there are informal conversations underway on a bipartisan solution to the speakership vacancy. When we get back to Washington, it's important to begin to formalize those discussions, he said. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Finally, here's today's He Said It. Our work does not end today. We will continue to listen and serve the hardworking residents of this region. That Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas, upon Governor Newsom signing AB 876 to accelerate Paraibo levee upgrades. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, October 16th, brought to you by Robbo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.